From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet late Sunday in emergency session. The council plans to address the fighting in South Sudan and that has left more than 100 people dead. The violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The announcement came alongside new reports of fighting Sunday in the capital Juba between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing Vice President Riek Machar. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. The British think tank IHS said Sunday Islamic State jihadists are continuing to lose control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of the 14% it lost last year. In all, IHS said that as of last week, the Islamic State group controls about 68,300 square kilometers of land in the two countries. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Khem Lay was shot and killed in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop in Phnom Penh Sunday. He was the founder of the Grassroots Democratic Party and an outspoken critic of the government. His killing has led to protests against the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen. A large group of protesters indicated they think the killing is just the latest act in a campaign of government intimidation against opposition politicians and civil society ahead of elections next year. This is VOA News. Scores of demonstrators protesting alleged police brutality against blacks have been arrested. The demonstrations extended from Saturday night into early Sunday, with one flashpoint being the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In that town, activist DeRay McKisson was arrested. McKisson and other demonstrators were protesting the police shooting last week of black suspect Alton Sterling. Protesters shouted, "No justice, no police, peace, no racist police." In the northern city of St. Paul, Minnesota, where another black man was shot to death in an altercation with police, hundreds of protesters hurled firecrackers, rocks, and bottles at police. Police used smoke grenades and pepper spray to stop the violence, making about 100 arrests. The Dallas, Texas police chief said Sunday the slain suspect in an ambush that killed five Dallas police officers last week had plans for larger attacks. David Brown said the man also left a cryptic message in blood on a wall before police killed him in a targeted explosion. Police believe Micah Xavier Johnson is the lone shooter in the attack Thursday night during a protest against police killings of blacks. The Dallas police chief said Friday that during hours of negotiations with Johnson, the gunman told police he wanted to, quoting now, "kill white people, especially white officers," end of quote. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised America's relationship with Spain as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests. He warned the two nations must be inclusive in an increasingly global society. "Not being inclusive in world affairs," Mr. Obama said, "could alienate citizens around the world, causing conflict, mass immigration, and the creation of safe havens for terrorism." Australia's opposition Labour Party conceded defeat Sunday in national elections 8 days after voting concluded. Labour Party leader Bill Shorten said he was certain Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his coalition government would secure enough seats to retain power. Shorten said he called Turnbull to congratulate him. Japanese voters went to the polls Sunday to vote for half of the seats in the House of Councillors, Parliament's less powerful upper house. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is expected to cruise to victory, despite voters' doubts about Abe's economic policies and his goal of removing a war-renouncing clause from the country's post-World War II constitution. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.